Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Live in a Day with Jay. I am your host, Jay. Thank you for joining me for yet another great show. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about, how you should watch what you say to people. You should watch what you say to people. Watch what you say it to people because things happen for a reason. There are things that need to be, as you should say, conveyed between people sometimes. And sometimes you have to really watch how you talk, because once you throw those words out into the universe, you can't take them back. We'll talk a bit about that. Number to call is 519-653. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about how Dr. King actually dealt with loyalty issues himself. I'm going to play a clip that was given to me by the late great Gregory, and I want you to listen to the clip. It is very very foretelling and what some things that persisted with Dr. King and his days of and fighting the good fight, say, for the community and people. Very good stuff. It's very interesting stuff. And I think you need to take it and try to do what you can with it. I'm going to give you the information, and I think that you should be able to take it and analyze it yourself. Number 515-602-9653. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's me aggravated right now. I'm dealing with some aggravation right now. Dealing with hot. We'll talk about it. I have to choose my word. Although we're talking on the show, you know, I don't say things I don't, and I definitely tell things the way I see them. And if it's wrong, then I'll come back and let you know that it's wrong. But if I wasn't wrong, I'm going to tell you exactly how I think things were. Now, in saying that, I am such a huge advocate of loyalty. Such a huge advocate. Always have been, and always will be. And you know what? We're going to talk about that. Number 515, that is 602-9653. Guys, I want you to really pay attention to what's going on the show. I know I'm going to have people that have things to say. I will put you through if you got something to say. And we'll talk about it a little bit if that's what you want to do. But I want you to take what is stated in today's show and really listen to it and analyze it and understand that we have to get to some kind of meeting. We have some kind of unification, and we have to do what's right in our community. You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
Trying to get this cake up. That's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling.
All you do is drop down. That's right, I can make it rain your paycheck. For all y'all haters, 4-5's on deck. With the heat, I'm O'Neal all night. And go hard like oatmeal, left out all night. And y'all can't see me like I'm 10 feet tall. In the hood, you never round, kinda like a football. It can't be,
what?
You hate me?
Nah.
for not being like me. The bank said my money won't fit, so that means I go ahead withdraw like crack fiends.
Time to get this cake up. That's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up. That's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
You must know I am for show, and you an actor, you just for show. Beat you with lemonade, and when I pull the pin, I blow up just like grenades. My money's so long, even I'm amazed. I gotta tell the Lincoln, so out of long face. So fly, if I feel I'll still be in the sky. I'm a Big Mac, you a small fry. I make pesos, pounds, forget it. I might have went over your head just like a fitted. I'm in that big Chevy thing, taking up two lanes. So fly, you might as well call it a Chevy airplane.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. But tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get this
cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
This ain't no playground. Round here we don't play round. Out here I'm eating, never put my plate down. I'm getting money and you getting lost. So you ain't even employed, so how you a boss? Doing my thing, don't care what it costs. I'm ballin', play me and you'll get crossed. And you a vegetarian, you can't stand beef. And you like blind people, you ain't never in the street. Nope, I'm hot and you well, hell. You make it rain, I'm iced out, I make it hell.
Right.
I run this dog, all you do is sprint. You a snitch, the neck, the tail, like sprint.
Trying to get this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
Trying to get
this cake up, that's what I'm doing. Every move I'm making, I'm improving. Tomorrow ain't no telling what I'm doing. No telling what I'm doing.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
Welcome back to the phone number 515-602-9653. That number again, 515-9653. Thank you guys for joining me today's show. Before we went to the break, we were talking about words and how we should really choose words wisely, how we should think before we speak. And a lot of times we don't think before we speak. And we speak off pure emotion, and we speak things that are hurtful. We speak things that are context, just to try to get back. And sometimes we speak great things about people, and those great things do. But people, in general, when they're hurt, they hurt someone else. And what better hurts someone is with the words that you speak. And if you are speaking the word that someone needs to, that someone needs to encourage, that someone needs to hold on to, then what are we doing? Now, I'm going to talk about us black men for a second. And I, whoever's listening, you know what I'm saying? I just don't want to be that dude today, y'all. But we're going to talk about us black men. We're going to talk about our camaraderie. We're going to talk about our loyalty. We're going to talk about our talking gossiping. Because we do it more than anybody that I can think of right now. We love the slack talking gossip. You see, here's the thing. Slack talking gossip, you always got to and gossiping too. They always let the cat out the if you're saying things about people you say, look, I want you to know right now, I will never, ever, 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 ever say anything about anyone. I tell them to their face. Not saying that I'm a Billy Bad Butt or nothing like that, but I will tell you what I'm saying. I don't need your personal parties. I need to hide behind books. I don't need to hide behind telephone calls. I will tell you exactly what I'm thinking if I need to tell you that. I expect the same. I'm okay with people telling me what they think. What I'm not okay with is for someone to call themselves my friend, my business partner, whatever you want to call it. Someone to call themselves that. Me to know that there's been lots and lots of slack talking gossip, but I know it all. Every time it gets back to me. Why is that? Why is that? Conversation today with someone, it was a very, very good conversation, but you know, one thing they said I really feel we have in common. They talked about how that they feel like they're God's people. And we all should feel like that, because I feel like that. You should feel like that. And they talked about it was very in them, was things they shouldn't do with them, was saying things that they shouldn't say. And ultimately, I took care of that person for them. Do you believe that? I truly believe that. I truly believe when you met people who are really appointed by God, don't even have to know. They are doing God's work in the world, and you start with it. No longer belongs to you. The problem belongs to God. And I don't know if I was you, I don't know if I would want to take those odds. Try to get God. You know? I think that I would kind of watch my movement when it comes to dealing with people who has his hands on. I definitely feel that God has his hands on me. I definitely feel there is a higher purpose that I need to do. Y'all, this radio show thing is new. And I need to get something out in the open right now. This radio show thing is not new. I wasn't going to cuss y'all. This radio stuff is not new. The fact that I deal with politicians, actresses, entertainers, musicians, what? That's new to me. So when I get on the radio or when I'm having a conversation with someone and I say something that I know, believe I know what I'm talking about. Now, you might not agree with it. That's your prerogative. Do I care? No. You don't have to agree with it. Because each person has their own point of view about things in life. Each person have their own point of view about relationships, their own point of view about schooling, their own view of parenting, their own point of view about anything in life. I need to be the one that is about the people that are in my conference. I need to be the one to worry about what is said when I leave the room. If I need to worry about what's being said in my circle, when I leave the room, that circle no longer belongs to me, and I find a new circle. And I have no problem doing that. Because I've always said that to evolve, you have to be able to talk different languages with people. It's something. Now, get in. I ain't forgot about you. We act as if we don't know how to be brothers to one another. And y'all, let me tell you now, everybody that tell you they love you, everybody that tell you they're your brother or sister, whatever, you need to really analyze that. Because everybody that tells you that they're your brother, it's your brother. Everybody tell you they're your sister, ain't your sister. Everybody tell you they love you, don't love you. They love you for the moment, and they love you for what you can do for them. Because if they really love you, in times of need, stress, strife, anger, resentment, sad, in happiness, they would be there. This one is good. Not when it's just good. I don't do this radio show thing, y'all, get some kind of clout. I don't do this radio show thing to pop collar, none of that mess. I do this radio show because I know there is need in the community for people to get their word out and to get the community involved and informed with what's going on. Now, all the other stuff you've heard that you want to say or that this and the other, y'all can take that somewhere and sit down. And if there's somebody listening that don't agree with me, the number 515-602-9653, I'm more than happy to talk to you about it there. Because we need to get it together. I don't know why it's so hard for black people to be a blessing for one another than a hindrance. I don't told you, you cannot when you put them out there. When you put them out there and you talking down on someone, or you talking negative on someone, or you talking false on someone, when it comes back around, just like the show say, you will see the bitterness crow. You will see that. And you, when you are doing dirt someone who is not deserving, which I ain't the one to have dirt on them, but doing dirt on people who done nothing but had your back, has been good to you, has been understanding with you, doing dirt to them, you best believe dirt's come back to you. It might be today, it might not be tomorrow, it might not be next month or next year. Dirt will come back to you, and you will know what that dirt that's coming to you, you will know what's coming to you. I promise you, your spirit will remind you. Y'all quit with each other. My goodness. Quit sitting up thinking that you better than one another. Quit sitting up thinking that you can't take any direction from one another. Quit sitting that if it's your way, it's no way. Quit sitting up threatening each other. Number to call is 515-602-9653. And I have never been disappointed in my brothers. Never. It's like happens to the ones that are close to you. The ones that tell you all the time, I love you. I love you, bro. I love you this. I love you that. You my bro. We're going to do this. We're going to sit down. Because you can tell me, but showing something different really shows me what you are about. I've never been the one. And if someone wants to correct, please do so, but I've never wanted to be 1 minute I'm your down and we're comrades, we're going to do this, we're going to do this, and then the next minute, oh, y'all ain't about nothing. You ain't about nothing. What you going to do? You're just going to be that person, you're going to be that negative entity. I've never that person. Never. I've been the person, though, when you said something to me wrong, I have, and I will come to you, and I will continue to come to you, and I will continue to make sure that what I need to say is conveyed the right way. to do better. Brothers, we have to do better. I just don't understand it. Go to the phone lines. Caller, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. You hear me?
Yes, yes.
Call in on this one. This is Dandrick. I teach at Federal State, and I'm also involved in graduate study at UNCG. Now, to your point about black men communicating better, I just reached out to our new doctoral student, happens to be a black man. So instead of being very few of us pursuing a doctorate degree in music, there's another one. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I'm not the only one in that position. Only about 4% of Americans have a doctoral degree, meaning doctor of musical arts, like I'm pursuing PhD, yada, yada, yada. So,
that's all right.
Yeah, so what I'm trying to do as a teacher, just communicate better in general, and what I mentioned in the comment section about building bridges and not walls is that relationships need to continuously be evaluated for the better, but you start with the olive branch first because you have an impact on how you make people feel more than always just doing something for the person. You may do an isolated thing for somebody, they may appreciate it, but if you continuously have an impact on how a person feels, how a person thinks, then that's when you know you really did something. So that's kind of how I'm approaching life. That's how I approach teaching. That's how I approach relationships with my family, with friends that are the sometimes the family that you choose. And relationships have an ebb and flow in all of that. So that's why I said I try to build bridges and not walls, especially if the bridge can be something positive. We're not talking to like old school hip hop, like the bridge is over, the bridge is over. Goodbye,
bye.
So
yeah, you're right.
So yeah, yeah. But I wanted to chime in on that as far as like being able to communicate, being willing to listen, and not always on both sides of it. Some people are not willing to listen. Some people are not ready to listen. And sometimes it becomes a point where time heals certain situations and you learn how to be wiser over time. Yeah.
You saying that. So your eyes, is there a time when sometimes you have to walk away? Sometimes you have to walk away. Time is going to be on your side to help you. How can I say communication?
Yeah, that happens with a myriad of relationships where you walk away from a situation where emotions may play a role in that, and then you figure out how to step outside of perspective, outside of your own. And I think that comes with time, that comes with patience. And that's something in my journey that has happened over time, and just how you deal with different people in situations, like the Opera Roanoke thing that I referenced earlier. There weren't a lot of black people on stage in the low brass section, meaning trombones and tubas. I was the only black person in the section. But the interesting thing about it was on my other side, the tuba player is the tuba professor at University of Tennessee, Knoxville. The guy to my right is the trombone teacher at the University of Virginia. The other gentleman playing my instrument, trombone, is the trombone professor at Virginia Tech. And then sits me, the trombone teacher at Fayetteville State, the only person teaching at an HBCU, with these guys teaching at universities with big endowments and other resources. So it's just good to not only have a seat at the table, as they say, but to figure out how to build relationships and not walls. Because some people may be perceived in that situation as a jerk or whatever it is. But then having an open mind to having dialogue sometimes where you have to listen more than you talk and figure out culturally how you fit in. And Mm-hmm. And that sort of thing. And you're not playing the game or anything like that where you're not intimidated because there are not that many chocolate chips in the cookie jar. But you
That's
belong
right.
in the room, and you come in the room as yourself.
I really appreciate that, because that mounts into what I'm thinking and what I'm saying with how our black men are not going to build those relationships and wanting to take the time to invest the right way and bridges. And once things go a certain way, sometimes it's right to walk away. It's right to walk away. I'd rather walk away than to burn the bridge. Now, if me walking away means that bridge is going to be burned on my end.
Yeah, I mean, from a faith context, there are opportunities for reconciliation. There are opportunities for that. It's like I said, it goes both ways. There's always two sides to different stories and things of that nature. And again, it's one of those things where even as whatever your faith walk may be, there's a lot of similarities between various faith walks and what people choose to believe. But I think one thing that regardless of your faith walk, you want to live peaceably among one another and just figuring out how to do that.
Hmm. Yeah, I agree. I agree. The faith kind of.
I said it that way on purpose because not everybody believes the same way I believe. I try to not only profess to be, but I try to live as, in quotation marks, Christ-like as possible. So not everybody believes in the same thing. So that's why I preface my statement that way.
And you know what? I think people try to live in Christ-like as more than you might think, more than we both might think.
Yeah, I can agree. I can get with that.
I think people when they talk with emotion and not logic, sometimes that's hard to do when your emotions have gotten the best of you. But it's one thing for you to happen, but it's another for you not to come back and fix it. I'm not gonna stand on a bridge by myself. On a bridge by myself waiting for somebody to fix it. I'm gonna have to move on. And if they it shows down the road. It shows down the road. We bet when we have the moment to visit that. But I'm not going to be. Two things I'm not going to do. I'm going to for someone to like me. I'm not going to lower my standard for someone to like me. I'm not going to dump and go with that back off there to rider. I'm not going to dump myself down for people to like me. And then I'm not going to keep, as I said a couple shows ago, I'm going to keep putting myself in addictive relationships. Addictive relationships are not good. That's what's wrong with a lot of people. They put themselves in addictive relationships. The relationship's not good. You're so addicted to being around the person. You're so addicted to whatever the case may be. I know it's the same. But you know it's not healthy, good relationship. So you choose to be in an addictive relationship, and that addictive relationship hurts you more than it helps you. Sometimes you got to be able to walk away.
Yeah, very, very true. And also one of those things where I used to be guilty of this, particularly when I was younger, but now understanding reciprocity, where you have to, it's both ways, where if you're getting and you're giving, and it's just figuring out the balance between the two and making sure that people don't take your kindness for weakness. And that's on both ends of the spectrum. The relationships that mean the most to me and that have gained long-term value. And talking to, it's kind of interesting. I don't think she'll mind me saying this or whatever, you know, friends of mine, mm-hmm. relatives of mine or whatever, some relationships they have with other people or whatever have not stood the test of time. Whether they've gone through something, they fell out, or whatever it is. But sometimes mm-hmm. when you have those mm-hmm. folks where you can genuinely be happy for somebody and you pick up where you leave off. Like, for instance, I just found out that one of my good friends just retired from the Air Force today after just a shade over 20 years of service.
Mm-hmm.
We don't talk all the time. He was my roommate briefly when we were first, when he was new to the unit. And I'm super stoked that he finished his career on a very high note. Milestone, mm-hmm. retired, good rank. It looks like he's going to be set up for a good opportunity. Mm-hmm. There's other relationships where relationships change with, like, moving away, this other brother, and be genuinely happy for him. And not thinking what kind of creep in sometimes is he got it before me or blah, 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 where it's a competition thing and comparison is truly the thief of all joy. So just trying to keep certain things in the forefront of your mind where you're continuing to move forward and not be stagnant in what you're doing. I mean, basically what intrigued me to call in was just that, just building bridges and not walls. Yes, some relationships, if they are abusive, they need to be terminated. That is absolutely correct. If there is something that's toxic on either side of it, and everybody deals with that at various points. There's two sides to it, and whatever. And sometimes letting that bird go will allow them to flourish.
Right.
And let that bird fly. Sometimes that's what it is.
What I just heard you saying is that you also
do what?
And is that you could basically love from afar.
Yeah, there's a lot. Yeah, I get it. Just where I'm at, I didn't hear you on the other side, and I'm not connected where I can hear you outside of how I'm calling in. But again, don't want to hog up the phone line, but this is an interesting talking point that should be brought up in a way to where you can have real conversations where there is a true back and forth and you continue to build on basic respect to persons, stuff that we learned in kindergarten, stuff that I'm reinforcing with my soon-to-be second-grade daughter. And I also try to reinforce with my college students.
Yeah, I get it. And I appreciate you, man. Really needed words of wisdom. And I definitely appreciate you. And I really am rooting for you. I see all the things that you're doing online. And, man, just keep doing your things. Like I said before, you're a talented brother. And I see you doing even more.
Yeah, like I said, we'll figure that out on my end and everything. But like I said, don't want to hog up anybody else from calling in. And we'll talk again soon. You take care, brother.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Number to call, 602-9653. Talking a little bit about that relationship and why we should do things that we should do them. Very interesting. Very interesting. I have said is, something that comes from the heart, and you know, and if it bother you, I'm sorry. If you can't take it, then I'm sorry. But if it's something you can get it, then we need to definitely do that. Number to call 515-602-653. You guys are definitely live in the day.
Y'all got stuff for makeup, but some what they can't touch. You break me down and I rebuild again. Give me the tools tools I need to use forever questing for these millions. I stand strong like the building, Paul Pavilion. My offspring will share the same traits when they acquire children. Years to come, you remember this one. As the cut that got you over the hump, plus it bumps. The speakers of pound my lyrics. I'm laying down to be the equivalent of a mind free from imprisonment. Escapism is a my grasp, but life's quicksand, be mad turbulent, never falling off, I push on, cause it's urgent and mandatory, it ain't about the fame and the glory, but the struggle, to stay on top, takes muscle, hustle every day, swinging a 9 to 5, my life is paycheck to paycheck, tears and sweat, no time for friends that wanna think and become foes, I roll solo down the yellow brick road, the sign up ahead states my future's 80 miles away, I'm trying to reach my destination before day. Hey, how you doing? I'm just passing through. While all the while I'm checking my rear view for any sudden moves. Problems, they took them in to try and outbox me. My name is Drake Rock, cause the road's always been rocky. I give the finger to the Grim Reaper. It's not my time to die, so I'm saying bye, bye, bye. Escapism is a miserable.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh. Cancun. Spring Break 99.
What?
No?
No.
Oh.
Oops. Someone forgot to boost.
Excuse me. I think you're the father of one of my kids.
Oh, my daughter's in your art class.
Sister Mary Catherine.
Yes.
Minute Maid Enhanced with a 5-nutrient boost. Put good in, get good out.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in a Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the show. Number to call is 515-602-9653. That number again, 515-602-9653. Real quick, I take the time to thank some of the listeners, some of the places that continue to show. Little Rock, Arkansas, South Philly, Chicago, New York, Estonia, Georgia, Macon, Georgia, that is, Houston, Bakersfield, California, Colorado, oh my goodness, y'all, Tacoma, Washington, guys, please continue, Detroit, that is, well, Flint, Michigan, that is, please continue to support, listen to the show. I appreciate you, do this show for you, you know that. Before we went to the break, we was talking a little bit about camaraderie between black men. And we're talking about why it's very important to keep the nation understandable, open, respectful. And I know all communication is not going to be those things. But when you communicate, if there's something you want for years and communication with them is really the point, then whatever stumble, roadblock, whatever you want to call it, whatever, you'll definitely be able to overcome that. But when you're one-sided, when your relationship is all give, 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 or take, take, when it's one-sided, that you don't know how to understand those hurdles, those humps, those forks in the road. Don't understand those things, because for a person that takes, only thing they know how to do is when something proposes itself in front of you that challenges that relationship you have as a black man, and all you're used to take, well, naturally you're not going to know how to overcome that obstacle, because you're going to be wanting to take, you're going to be wanting to give anything to make sure the obstacle is inverted. You're not going to be the one that says, look for a way to get around that obstacle so the relationship can flourish and you grow together as young or old black men. Black men. Taker will not do that. You're a giver. You're so into giving is that you don't realize that the taker is taking everything from you. You're so into giving is that you're willing to give everything to avert that obstacle, but you can't do it by yourself. You need the other half. That's why you have to communicate. It's okay if you're a taker. It's okay if you're a giver to a certain extent, because they balance each other. Two people who think alike will not be friends. Will not be good comrades. But two people who think differently, that can offset each other's thoughts sometimes, you guys will be okay. You ladies will be okay. But right now I'm talking about men. But if you have a hidden agenda, something that you are trying to do secretly, it's not going to work. It's going to be found. You're found out, and there's going to be feelings hurt, and there's going to be things said that you can't take back, which is what I'm dealing with. You can't take back. It's hard to listen to someone give you hard words and then want to take them back. It don't work like that. Y'all get messed up if you think it worked like that. You don't just get to say anything they want to me, and then you can just take it back. Because what you're saying to me is how you really feel. You really feel that's fine. I know how to walk away. I know how to make sure that my mental is going to be taken care of. One thing that I remember Charlemagne the God saying, if it is not good for my mental, I walk away from it. Call it quit, whatever you want to. I don't care. If it's not good for my mental, I walk away from it. And see, that's a problem with us black men. We don't want to talk about mental health. We don't want to do what we need to do to keep our mental health. We you got to walk away from things not for you. Even Dr. King had to walk away sometimes. Speaking of Dr. King, I'm going to play a clip. I think we got enough time. I'm going to play a clip. It was given to me a long time ago by the late, great Dick Gregory. He wanted people to play it on media. And I want you to listen to this. I just want you to listen to this clip. And I'm giving you the information. You do what you want with it. You come formulate your own idea of what you think is going on. But you have to listen really, really, really close. What's being said. And when the first time I heard it, it was really interesting to me. The time I heard it, it was something that gave me goosebumps. But before I let me play a clip, and if we don't get to play all the clips, I will definitely play it on tomorrow's show. But here's the murder of Dr. King.
I was at the trial in Memphis. I want to show you all quickly and explain to you why that jury of six blacks and six whites after 3 hours came back and found that white boy guilty of conspiring to kill Dr. Martin Luther King. And they went further than that. They also said there was some co-conspirators, black folks, unnamed, that was involved. I want to show you a little 3-minute clip. Of the minister that Dr. King was going by his house for dinner. He was due at 7, but they had to move it up because 7 would be a little too dark to shoot somebody. So they moved it to 6 o'clock. 2 years ago at a press conference in Memphis, I get a call. And they said, so-and-so is thinking about killing so-and-so. I said, what? Said, well, he said something at a press conference. I said, put him on the phone. I said, whatever you do, get that film. But once NBC realized what this brother can sit and say, we will never get our hands on the film. What you're fixing to see now went into the evidence in the King trial where they brought a wrongful death suit, and I'll explain that to you quickly in a minute. But what you're fixing to witness now is the man who came by to get King to take him to dinner. And 30 years later at a press conference, he slipped because God do baffle your mind sometimes. You look,
geared especially for the young who did not have a chance to get the feel or to know what the civil rights movement actually was about. Even as they marched, now they could have stopped in a hotel, but when you think about marching from Memphis to Jackson or Jackson to Memphis, that went a hotel. You stayed in churches, you stayed in people's homes, and that's how we got over, that's how we got through. The struggle was a spiritual struggle. You couldn't pay people to do what we had to do. You couldn't pay people to stand before mad dogs and fire hoses and billy clubs and cattle prods. It was strictly a spiritual and moral movement. So we wanted that dimension to be in the pilgrimage to Memphis. We will revisit the mountaintop speech site. That's the Mason Temple, where Dr. King made his last address, which he almost didn't make, because the night that we were having that rally, there were tornado warnings, and he was behind on the Poor People's Campaign, And he said, you guys go on over and have the rally. I'm going to stay at the motel and work on the Poor People's Campaign. When we got there and Dr. Abernathy walked in and Jesse Jackson walked in and I walked in and others, people started clapping because they thought Martin was behind us. And so Ralph Preacher sent, said to him, this is not our crowd. And he went to the phone and called Dr. King and said, any of the marches that we had in those days, you have an opportunity to bring the children and bring the family and march with us. And when I finished sharing with them the last hour of Dr. King's life, a hurry. But that gave me the wonderful privilege of spending the last hour on earth. Three preachers in a room, Abernathy, King, and Kyle. And we spent that last hour together in room 306 at the Lorraine Motel. The press is always curious, and writers, what went on? What did you talk about? I say, we just talk preacher talk. What preachers talk about when they get together?
Y'all pay
revivals and all
of
that.
What you're fixing to hear now.
About a quarter of six, we walked on the balcony, and he was talking to people in the courtyard. He stood here, and I stood there. Only as I moved away, so we could have a clear shot, the shot rang out.
Thank you.
I turned around and then knocked him back on the balcony.
Did y'all hear that? He said, only as I moved out the way, so I have a clear shot. Things rhetoric. And you wonder why I about us being a unit, black men. Black women too, but what about black men today? Why we can't be right with each other. We got an all of the time be against one another. We can't cheer for one another. Why we can't be truthful for one another. Why we can't be happy for one another. Why we can't help one another. We look, we're happy and rejoiceful when someone does not make a dream. Why is that? Why is it that if one of us have the key or the information that can get the other to their quest, their dream, their goals, why do we give it to them? Why do we just sit back and watch them fail? Why do we not want to Why do we not want to support from one another for one another? But yet and still, we are the very first one that'll be at the Chinese buffet, that'll be out eating Mexican cuisine, Greek, whatever, Italian. We're the first ones. We don't want to go to Josephine's pie in the community. I don't know Josephine pies, y'all. Is just wrote it. We don't want to go and spend our money there. Them pies too high. Man, she want $5 on the pie. It should be $2.50. Or then when you go in and she drops prices $2.50, you first thing you say, you knew my mama. What about a discount? That's what we do to one another. And we're okay doing that. And then when someone says, I can't give you that kind of discount. I wouldn't keep my eyes open. You go back and say, oh, they too high and they trying to be. But then right on the next corner, you got Joe's pies. Some do you school with. That. You buy a whole thing of pies. And do that to each other. When somebody get over the head by the police, we want to rally, we want to run the streets, we want to do all kind of craziness. But we can't do it by one another, and everything is going okay. We want to get on there, we want to talk negative about each other, we want to talk negative about people who are trying to do something. I can't tell you. Try to say negative things about me. I tell you. Let's get it straight. I do know that there's more people for me than they are against me. Tough me. Tough. There's more people that are for me. I promise you that. And there's people that come to my aid if I need to do that. So don't get it twisted. How we don't support one another. What I don't like is how we don't talk to each other the right way. What I don't like is how we never communicate unless it's something bad, unless it's black talk and gossip. Got to stop. In me, for the life of me, if there's someone that knows a little more than you, you might benefit if you just sit, shut up, and listen. I listen to people who are older than me. I listen to people who are younger than me. Matter of fact, I know I am older than Pastor Leslie Davis and Pastor Jake. But I value what those brothers say. And they say, and they give me guidance. And I value what they say. Because I know they won't lead me into a brick wall, stand back and laugh when I bump my head on, like some people will. We can do better. If we don't do better, I tell you what, we're looking crazy. We're going to continue to pass us. We're going to continue to lose small businesses, black businesses. We're going to continue to go somewhere if we don't get our stuff together. About is our young people are going to be doing stuff from this because they're not going to know what camaraderie is between people that look like them. And there's nothing wrong with wanting people who look like you to succeed. I think everybody should be. I wouldn't be mad if you come to me and said, I want my people to be successful. I'd be like, you should. I'd be mad if an Asian person comes and says, I want my people to be successful. I'll say, you should. You are. I wouldn't be upset if the Spanish-speaking community come to me and say, successful. I'll say, you should. What is wrong with that? Nothing. You got it twisted somewhere. As I told you at the beginning of the show, watch what you say and how you say it. Once you have said something to someone that's in a pocket, you can take it back. You can try, but the damage has been done. And if you leave it out there for a long time to make, how dare you try to take it for you? And you know the rough part about that is going to come back and catch you. It's going to come back and get you. It'll come back and get you, and you don't know what's going on. Well, you're going to know why. And you're going to ask yourself, why? Why did this happen to me now? Because you put something on somebody else that wasn't deserved to have that put on them. You said some things that wasn't right. So the bitterness of that crow, get rid of chew it well. Get rid of know the taste. It probably will not leave your mouth. I'd like to take time to thank everybody for continuing to support the show. Guys, I do this show for you, and as I tell you each and every day, I love you with the greatest love because it gives me each and every day. I want to make sure that I pass on any information that I bring to you guys. Only the information I want you to do what you want to do with it, but I really, really enjoy talking to you guys. I really enjoy you guys sending me emails and telling me things for you guys. Some of you be sending stuff that's out of pocket, but it's okay. I'll keep going. How much you don't like it. Maybe that's what's going to keep me going because I need haters. I need you haters. Thank you. Continue because you do that very well. And I tell you each and every day, like I said, I love you guys. The greatest love. He gives it to me each and every day. Hopefully, Lord willing, I will see you guys tomorrow. You have definitely been live in the